Good morning. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, parishioners and guests alike. I'm Pastor Jesse Aho, for those that have probably never met me, because there's a lot of guests today. I've taken over, or that sounds kind of rude, hey, taken over. But I've been appointed to this position back in May, and it's been an honor to serve Zion Church over here in Hancock. Except for yesterday someone put on Facebook that Hancock actually was the third snowiest city in America. That's something to think about. Maybe we should have rethought this one. No, it's been a blessing to be here, and I have a tendency to make jokes, but I'm sincere with the gospel. If any of you are not going to a church or active in a church, please know that you're welcome here. And if you are going to a church and you're active in the church, then praise God. Continue to do so. And I want to thank the Sunday school kids. I thought it was awesome. They really brought honor and glory to God. And I know it's difficult to stand up here because I do it every Sunday, and it doesn't get any easier. But the fact of it is, what you shared with us is the truth. A pastor that's gone through all the seminary, a pastor that served for many years, could literally sit down and say amen, because you have completed the story. So thank you for sharing that with us. I also want to bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And today is a great day, and I'm going to read a small part of Scripture, and I'm going to read a psalm, and I'm going to read Psalm 100. And if you are able, please rise for the reading. And I read this in Jesus' name. Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Please be seated. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word this day and every day henceforth. Amen. It's an interesting thing when you get into the Christmas season. As the young adults and the children shared with us of this powerful message. And every year we get excited and we take and make all kinds of preparations for this season. And the great thing of it is, it has a lot of excitement. Sometimes I think the older I get, the less excited I get about it, as far as like the adiaphora, like the Christmas trees and all that. But when someone finally forces my hand, namely my daughter or something else, then I get the tree set up. It's beautiful. Even when we look at the tree that's here, it's very beautiful to consider even all the lights on it. And in reality, what I even see there, and maybe it sounds kind of small to say this, but it's like even those children that were up here, 53 according to my math, and I know I'm that way, but I come from small congregations when we had 10 people, we were excited. And it was 53 kids up here. And they're all lights sharing the message with us. Did you see how excited they were to come running down the center aisle? Did you see how excited they were to stand before the altar of God? This is the joy that we should feel. This is the excitement that we should feel. We do hold a reverence, no doubt. You see me as a pastor, I come up here with an offertory or to light candles and I bow my head in reverence. It's only in reverence. I'm not any holier. But could we have that boldness to understand that that veil has been rent in two by the finished work of Jesus Christ, that we can enter through these doors as young children expecting greatness? Have we lost hope of the Christmas season and the excitement and the mystery of all that's going on? Have we gotten so old that we're Scrooges? Sometimes I feel that's me. I start grumbling that I got to bring this old tree in my house and get pine needles everywhere, and I got to put it in my shop for a while and try to melt it off, because you got to get the traditional real tree. And then you bring it in the house and you got to try to get those lights working and you got to try to get them around the tree. You know, and then you start thinking, well then, all right, I got to go out and buy Christmas gifts and I got to turn around and take, you know, room and board from my kids and then go out and buy Christmas gifts with that money. I mean, what's the sense of that? That's how we are as human beings. But did you notice how those kids came down here so excitedly? I love it when the shepherds came running in, because they came running in. They're excited. They're excited about the event. They're excited about what's going on. Brothers and sisters in Christ, that's what the psalm speaks about. That we would be excited. That we would be encouraged. That we would know that God loves us and He desires good for us. You have an understanding of this, of parents. As a parent, I'm sure you can relate to this. Even though we may grumble, even though we may ponder over the amounts that we'll spend during the Christmas season, the human side of us, when that gift that that child wanted is under that tree and it's wrapped up, we're excited to see them open it. We're excited for them to get what they desire. But one of the greatest things for us to understand is not just the excitement that we feel for them to get the gift, but actually to notice and to remember the excitement they have to receive. Why do I say that? Because are you excited? Are you happy? Are you joyful to receive what God has offered to you? We always make the statements, and it's very true. Scripture even talks about it. It is better to give than to receive. That may be true for earthly life. That may be true to extending to a hurting brother or sister or to a neighbor. But what can we give to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What can we give to God to make His plan of salvation any better? In that one aspect, there is nothing of ourselves that we can give but to be excited about what He has given to us. That is the hope of the Christmas season. The hope of the Christmas season is not a Kmart Blue Light special. It is the understanding and knowing of the finished work of Jesus Christ for you. The excitement of the eternal life given for you. That no matter what this world may throw at us, no matter what may be going on in our lives, we can live in the excitement of the Advent season, meaning the season of waiting and expectation. Have you lost your joy? This psalm is a psalm of thanksgiving. And to listen what he pens when he writes this song, he says in reality, he says, shout triumphantly to the Lord. Shout triumphantly. We are more than conquerors through Him who has loved us. To understand that and to know that is huge. I was listening to an individual today speak on the radio. I think it was the Lutheran Hour. And he was talking about Napoleon the Great. And he was talking about all the great conquests that he went out in his life and all the places that he took over. But the interesting thing is when you are a commander or a leader and you go out and you take over these certain areas, you also have to leave men behind. You also have to establish some sort of government and some sort of ruling. For what purpose? To keep an uprising from happening. But in the finished work of Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors because we don't have to worry about that. He has conquered everything for us. And this is the victory that we live in. The struggles that we have, the worries that we go through, in reality, they are nothing before God. It doesn't mean we're not going to go through these struggles. We will. And anyone that tells you anything else is telling you a prosperity gospel. That's false. We will go through difficulties. But the one thing that we know is that we don't go through them alone. That we are victors in Him. Do you feel the joy of that? Do you know the joy of the victory in Christ? Do you feel the presence of Christ in your life? If you feel that presence, the psalm tells us very plainly, then shout triumphantly. Because you are triumphant over hell. You are triumphant over the devil. You are triumphant over death or any other struggle. This is what needs to be shouted through the Christmas season. One of the greatest statues that I ever have seen in my life, and I think Avon even put one out. And I talk about it every Christmas season because I remember the first time that I ever saw it was in Temple, New Hampshire at one of my friend's house. And it was during the Christmas season, they had all their altar scenes set up, and they had a Santa Claus bowing down before the Christ. That to me spoke volumes. Maybe people would think, well, that's just rude. But even the commercial world is no comparison to that baby in the manger. We are victors through Jesus Christ. Bring your struggles. Bring your trials. Bring your victories. Bring your questions. Bring them in reality to Christ. Lay them before the foot of the cross and know that there is victory for you. Understand and know that if He did not spare His only begotten Son, then what else will He not spare for you? This is the truth of the Christmas season. We have a tendency to get all romantic and look at the little babe in the manger, and we love that. But do we see Him as the crucified King? To know Him as that gift of ransom for each and every one of us. This is the Christmas season. It's much more than just a birth. In reality, it's a giving. And He gave His life in your place. Shout triumphantly. Shout triumphantly to Him, all of you earth, is what this speaks. Not just the lands, but the whole earth. Live in the victory. He says, serve the Lord with gladness and come before Him in joyful song. We like to take up the joyful song part. We like to stand up and do our praise thing and praise God for that. That's wonderful. But what about serving Him? Are we willing, understanding the thankfulness that we've received in this Advent season, in this Christmas season, in the Lent season, or in the Easter season, understanding the victory that we have received, are we willing to enter into this world and serve Him? To show the compassion, to show the love, to show in reality what I have received, what you have received. Unconditional love. Do you long for that? I know that we do. I know we all seek and we long for unconditional love. I know we seek for an individual to love me no matter where I have been or what I have done. And there is one that does. That is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That even hanging upon that cross, even hanging in anguish and suffering when the whole world in reality, I in my flesh, wag my head at Him and say, if you be the Christ, He says, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. This in reality is the Christ we serve. And now in serving Him, do we exemplify Him? Do we show Him to the world around us? Do we move forward in the love and the compassion? Do we have Ruth? And that is the question. He says very plainly, serve the Lord. And as you serve Him, I think it brings the attitude of joy here. As you serve Him, do it in joyful praise. You know, I like to serve the Lord in my own way at times. And sometimes I'm called on the carpet by it. Sometimes it's by my wife. This week it was my secretary. But the fact of it is, sometimes I like to really serve the Lord, but I do it begrudgingly. You know, like somebody licked all the frosting off my cake, you know? That is not what we're called to. We're called to see, even though someone may have licked all the frosting off our cake, we can still serve Him in joyful praise. Though life may have dealt us a bad set of cards, we still can serve Him in joyful praise. That's what the psalmist writes to us. Not just to sing, but rather to serve and serve in that joyful praise. He says, acknowledge the Lord that He is God. Acknowledge this. Understand that this Christ child, that He is God. Acknowledge and understand that the Christ upon the cross, the same that was the Christ child, is God. Understand for yourself that He took your place upon that cross, that your God in reality laid down His life in your behalf. Don't even tell me you don't have a purpose. Don't even tell me that you don't have something worth living for and being joyful for. Your very Creator laid down His life in your behalf because we were sinners, lost to ourselves, but revealed anew in Him. He says very plainly, understand and know that this Lord we speak of, He is God. And this is the awesome part, thinking you don't have purpose at times. I know I do. Sometimes I want to go eat worms and stick my head in the sand and say, I don't have a purpose. Yes, it happens to pastors too. But the reality of it, he says, acknowledge the Lord is God and what? And He made us. He made you. Each and every one of you. Your God has created you and created you in His image. You have a purpose. You have a reason. We are not an accident. We are not a mistake. Doesn't matter what the world tells you. The world is a liar in its own fleshliness. And God's word is true. And it speaks promise to you. He says very plainly, He has made us and we are His. He has made us and we are His. His people, the sheep of His pasture. He created this world. He gave it to us. He told us to be fruitful and multiply. He told us to take care of it. We are commissioned with a great commission from the beginning of time. But ultimately more, we are also commissioned with a greater commission through Jesus Christ. That we would enter out into this world and preach repentance and remission of sins in His name. Unconditional love. See, we don't look at that message as unconditional love. We have a tendency to think that we must do something or perform something. The aspect of repentance during this Advent season, in the time of waiting, really brings us to the point of change of mind. That's all He's seeking for. What has been clouding your mind? What's been clouding your thought process? What earthly thing has been drawing you away? Have you had people telling you you have no value? Have you had people telling you that you have no reason to continue on? Or whatever struggle you may have. Well, this tells you very plainly, no, the Lord is God, and He has made you. He has made you with a purpose. You are His, and you are His to represent Him in His pasture. You are the child of a king. And that's what these young adults shared with us. This great victory of being a child of this king. He says, now that you understand this, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and with praise. This is in reality acknowledging what you have received in this Christmas season. In each and every day is Christmas in Christ. He says, now receive it with thanksgiving and go to His courts with praise and give thanks unto Him. And praise His holy name. Praise Him. He says, for the Lord is good. His love, unconditional. Or as it says here, eternal. Never ending. It's never ending. His faithfulness endures through all the generations. There is no end to God's love. You're not going to wear it out. That is a blessing from our Father. That is a blessing from our Father. I want to close with reading a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And I think it's a very interesting one because he wrote this in prison during the Christmas season. He says, joy to the world. Anyone for whom this sound is foreign or hears nothing but weak enthusiasm has not yet really heard the gospel. For the sake of humankind, Christ became a human being in a stable in Bethlehem. Rejoice, O Christendom! For the sinner, Jesus Christ, became a companion of tax collectors and prostitutes. Rejoice, O Christendom. For the condemned, Jesus Christ, was condemned to the cross on Golgotha. Rejoice, O Christendom. For all of us, Jesus Christ was resurrected to life. Rejoice, O Christendom. All over the world today, people are asking, where is the path of joy? The Church of Christ answers loudly, Jesus is our joy. Rejoice, O Christendom. May each and every one of you find this heart and this compassion of rejoicing in Jesus Christ, who is the joy to the world. For Jesus' name's sake, amen.